J6, number 20A.
You see, if we take a look at the model of being, with this model of being, and without getting, I just want to keep it general, but if we look at what we call the science order, that is showing the science of creativity. Just simply using the symbols here, that principle at this point of the science at Christian Science, what we call the science order and the model of being, which we have in the study aid in page 63, this science at Christian Science, we call that, as I just said, the science order, looking at the word order from the standpoint of principle. We see these symbols, soul is life, to begin with. That is giving us the science of creativity, where it says that soul stands for the identities, and life stands for being. So this order says that principle takes its identities of being, and then spirit says, and it constantly restructures it according to the calculus of spirit, which brings out a new form, truth, which already exists in mind, and love in the plan of love. So this order is showing the real science of creativity, which is based on the law of truth and love of pre-established perfection. And that's the real science of creativity, which where God just takes its identities of being, soul is life, and constantly restructuring them, bringing out new forms, spirit is truth, which already exist in mind and in the plan of love, mind and love. It's a wonderful calculus. But that's what creativity is. But for us to understand what I just said about the science order, we have to do the compendium work, you see. We have to start at the baby footsteps to just find out what it means that mind is creator. We have to begin somewhere to get the definition that means that create, that to the definition of the concept create has the meaning to produce as a new construction out of existing materials. We have to learn that to begin with. Then we can say, oh yes, of course, that is creativity. That's what the term create means. That mind is a creator when it creates. Produces as a new construction out of existing materials through restructuring. You see, all I want to show is the importance of the compendium work to learn the spiritual definitions of these terms, because it's on the spiritual definition of these terms do we go on and learn and understand the rest of the divine system of reference. So in every science builds on its terminology, doesn't it? Every science builds on its language. And the compendium studies helps us have a common language and a common definition to these terms. So finally, through the ideas that characterize mind, by learning the spiritual meaning to the ideas like creator and producer, we all will have a common spiritual meaning for the term mind. And by learning the spiritual definition to the ideas which constitute spirit, we all end up with a common spiritual meaning to spirit and a common spiritual meaning to soul. So when eventually I talk about mind to you, and we've been studying, let's say, for 10 or 20 years, then I know you know what I mean by mind. Because I know as a student you have gone through the compendiums and you've studied what the ideas of mind mean spiritually, so I know we mean the same thing. But if I felt you hadn't studied the compendiums, or just take somebody on the street, we stop them and I talk to mind, I would know they wouldn't know what I would mean by mind, because I know they haven't studied the compendiums and they don't know the spiritual meaning to what mind is. So the only way we can talk together, the language of spirit, of which this is by building up a common meaning, of which this synonym study allows us. So you can see this synonym study is really indispensable. It's step one. It's baby step one. And anybody who skips over the compendium study never really will get the subject, ever. It's baby step one. It has to be done. So it is, I've been through these compendiums many, 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 many times, just always polishing the meaning of these ideas until it just starts flowing. All right, so then we went on and under Creator, and we then read those references, and that built up a sense already of what Creator is. Don't we already have a different sense of Creator than just our schoolboy or schoolgirl concept of Creator? It's a more spiritually founded definition by what we've done so far. But that certainly isn't the end of it. We must go back and do that for ourselves. All right? Now, I just want to help us. So let's go on to producer. And as long as I'm here for the next few hours, I just want to see if I can help you set a right course in study. So let's read producer, and I'll read it. Now, this is another idea for mind, which is very close to Creator, but let's see how Mrs. Eddy, in the textbook, defines producer. It says, the definitions of creator and create mention the closely associated idea produce. Mrs. Eddy actually uses this idea to illustrate mind. Now, produce, a dictionary definition from Merriam-Webster, is to cause to be or to happen, to originate, to bring about, Merriam-Webster. To cause, effect, bring about, to make, to bring into being or form, Annandale. And then references to the textbook where Mrs. Eddy talks about how mind is the producer, or mind reproduces all, and man in the universe are the product. Mind produces its own models of excellence. Mind produces in man health, harmony, and immortality. Mind produces all action. Mind can produce nothing unlike God. All right, so I think right away we can see what is said here quite clearly, that the definitions of creator and create mention the closely associated idea produce. Now, we certainly see from the Merriam-Webster and the Annandale definitions that produce is very closely associated with the term creator and creates, because Merriam-Webster says that produce means to cause to be or to happen, to originate, to bring about. Well, that was exactly what creator means too. Creator is that which creates, produces, causes, or constitutes. Then Annandale says that producer means to cause, effect, bring about, to make, to bring into being, or form. So we still seem to have that same, it seems to be synonymous insofar it's so similar, we can hardly see a differentiation. But by going in and reading the references to the textbook, we'll clear up the synonymy problem here. The problem where we would want to think it's interchangeable with no difference. But by reading Mrs. Eddy's references, you will see that producer takes on just a little shade of difference in meaning. Because as she indicates, and you'd have to read the references here to produce in the textbook, but she says, mind is the producer. And then when she says, mind reproduces all, and man in the universe are the product, that's the key. That producer always seems to have that sense that it goes beyond just the creator. It actually produces a product. You know, often in the arts, like in the, maybe the movie industry, there's one who is the creator, one who creates the script. They're the originator. They're the creator of the script. But just by creating a script doesn't mean it's come into, become a product. It's been produced, does it? There's a creator who has created the script for a movie. But it takes the producer to produce it, doesn't it? So the writer was the creator. He created it. But the producer brought forth the product. So you see that mind is the creator, is the originator. It's that which originates. But mind just isn't just the fact that it's an originator. It creates a script. Mind also is the producer. It also brings that script forward. It produces the product. It doesn't just leave it in mind. It actually brings it forth. It brings forth man in the universe. Can you hear the difference between mind as creator and mind as producer? Can you? And this, if you can, it's important. If not, then you'll just have to concept build and tonality build. But there is a slight difference. And as I said there, it comes out in probably, I just think about what I said, that in a movie industry, if a writer is the creator, then he's that which creates the script. But the script hasn't been produced yet. It takes the producer to bring the script forward, to bring the product forward. So mind is both creator and producer. Mind creates the script, and mind actually produces and manifests the script. It brings the product forward. So producer has the accentuation on product, the bringing forth of the product, which is man in the universe. Quite tremendous. Well, we'll continue on with this tomorrow. I just want to keep helping you with this synonym study, because what we could find out today, hopefully, is that you see that mind is defined through these ideas which characterize it, like creator and producer. And by we can only find out what that meaning of mind is by getting these spiritual meaning of the term creator and producer, and then seeing the shades of difference between a creator and producer. Because as we use it in the language of spirit, it's very exact. Now, this is just an introductory class. I'm just presenting the method of the compendium study. It doesn't mean that we have to be there at this point. I'm just showing the method, and when we go home in our quiet time, we go over the compendiums, and we let the compendiums define for us these ideas. And slowly but surely, through concept building, we begin to get the inner meaning of these ideas that characterize mind, and then we'll see, get the inner meaning of the ideas that characterize spirit, and the characterize ideas that characterize soul, and principle, life, truth, and love, and we build up a vocabulary from which we can talk. Now, this isn't something that is done in a day. I would probably recommend as beginning students that we take the mind compendium and at the least take 1 month just to go over the mind compendium, just to study the ideas of mind. Then maybe another month to just go over the ideas in the spirit compendium, and another month in soul, and another month in principle, and another month in life, and another month in truth, and another month in love. We're talking about a whole year's work just on the compendiums. And that's why in the introductory class, the responsibility of this class is to present this compendium study so that when one comes back for like a class two next year, class two builds on the assumption that we've done the compendium work, and we know we have this language of spirit, the language of the inner spiritual meaning of these ideas. One cannot go on to class two or understand class two without having done this compendium work. So maybe if some of you are talking about going on to class two this year, I can only say that's all right to get the feeling of the class, but one is not there. One has to spend a year on the compendium work before one can do class two, which is structuring the ideas dimensionally. That class means nothing unless one knows the spiritual language, the inner meaning of these ideas. That's why this is a class one for the first year, class two for the second year, class 3 for the third year. It takes a whole year to just do this compendium work. We can't rush through it. And I find that the people who have rushed through this compendium work and don't do it never get the language of spirit. They never can become scientists. It just stays as a feel, as an inspiration, as a love, but they'll never be scientists. They'll never help carry the idea forward. They'll always be there as supporters, always be there as those who love the idea and support the idea, but they'll never help bring forth the science. Never. Only those who will help bring forth the science are those who are willing to have the scientific sense to go in here and dig it out. And I mean dig it out. You can already see with two ideas it's already hard to figure out the difference between a creator and producer. This isn't easy. It takes scientific caliber to do it. That's why this subject requires scientific sense to be a thinker. That's why Mrs. Eddy said the time for thinking has come. It takes thinking and concept building and analyzing and concept building. But we leave the thinking and analyzing, thank goodness, for it becomes the tonality of our consciousness, then the being of our consciousness. Till it's just very nice, you just flow and know mind is creator. To me, it's natural to know mind is a creator and what it means. But this is years and years of working. I cannot tell you how many times I just kept going over the compendiums and over. I mean, every year at least once. For the first 10 years of the work, taking maybe a compendium a month. So that's why don't be concerned. This is a year's work, at least 7 months at the minimum. And loving it and enjoying it, this is the greatest subject. And when you touch the idea, you touch the infinite one. You learn to love this. And then if you have friends like a family or who begin to become interested in it, you can get together like Virginia has done in Seattle with two or three, they've just taken a year just going over the compendium, slowly but surely. I think you finally have arrived at love, haven't you, in the little study group? Well, it's quite an adventure, isn't it? Just sticking to it, and it takes a stickiness to stay to it. But that little group of three or four over the year met every Tuesday faithfully as they could just to go through the compendiums. Well, that's wonderful. And so Dave and Gwen in their area with their students can do it. All of us can do it with our family. If we haven't friends and family interested close by, then we do it ourselves and love the adventure, but it's wonderful. You'll love it. It's big work. Finding out what mind is, it just takes you on to just wonderful insights when you finally just see what it really means, what the divine mind really means through its ideas. Well, you just finally know what mind is God is. Beautiful. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. Yes, so we go on from where we left off yesterday, and we keep building up this tonality of mind and keep remembering that mind is just a symbol for the realm of mind itself, and that it's just a way of learning the ideas of mind, not for the goal of being to build up our intellectual capacity so we become scholars of mind. That isn't the point at all. The point is that we go through the symbol mind, past the symbol mind, into the realm of mind itself. And that mind is all-knowing and doesn't have to analyze itself into its constituents or what it means. So always remember that the goal is through science and past science into being itself, where we just are that mind which is God is our mind. We have no other mind than the mind which is God. No other mind than that all creative mind. That mind which is the creator is our mind. We're not talking about a God that's a creator somewhere. We're talking about that mind which is God is our mind, and that's the all creative mind. That's the all producing mind. And therefore, as we'll see, that's that all intelligent mind which is always guiding, leading, bringing always known to consciousness the realm of mind. So that's our natural standpoint. That's in the spiritual standpoint in the third degree. Mortal mind disappears, Mrs. Eddy says. And then, of course, we know along with that the human mind. Those are just different states and stages of awareness. And man in God's image appears. Man in the image and likeness of mind appears. Man as mind idea appears. So we're not only finding out what is reality, but we also know that it's how to become one with reality so that the structure of reality and the structure of our consciousness are one and the same thing. That's very important because it keeps us out of an intellectual exercise. Again, the danger is that the human mind wants to make a scholarly subject out of it, wants to build up by accretion information. So, as I say, it appears very bright and intellectual and well-informed. But that isn't the point. So even if we say, oh, that this, the temptation of somebody with a spiritual sense and willing to build up spiritual attitudes, they feel, well, I'm ignorant, I'm not as smart as so-and-so. They know so much, they have so much information. Well, that's not the point. If we can get past all that information into the realm of science itself, then as we see, that mind is all-knowing. It does not have to be informed. We live by grace. It's a whole other realm. We touch the infinite reservoir of being itself. Something that is quite foreign to the human mind to realize that there's a mind beyond the human mind, that there's a mind, there's a standpoint of consciousness that does not have to be educated. That's very hard for us to understand, especially when we see how we have struggled in school and struggled to learn things with the human mind, keep adding to information to it, to even be able to fathom that beyond that sense of a mind that is ignorant, that has to be informed through reading books and education, that there's a realm where everything is known. See, this is, again, it's a radical teaching, the spiritual. Mrs. Eddy said, Christian science is revolutionary. It is. And so, therefore, that spiritual standpoint is something now that we're culturing and remembering then that we're opening up that mind that already knows, and these are just symbols, ways of doing it. That's why it's important not to just stay at concept building, but we have to get the exact concept first, because we certainly don't want to tonality build on something that isn't right, do we? We want to make sure that when we're pondering the letter, it's the exact letter and the right letter, and become one with the right letter so that the tone in our consciousness is a pure tone. So this is this work is not an intellectual exercise. That's why when people come along and say, well, what do I do with the compendiums? They're just dry bones. Well, I feel so sorry because they don't see this as an intellectual. It's they're just symbols to get us past the words into the realm itself. So let's go on and take up. I just want to keep helping with the synonym study so when we go home, we're able to see how to reason with the compendiums. So I'll work with a few more ideas of mine and then go on to spirit. So let's turn together then to page 95 and let's just keep reading about the parent mind. So we go on, after producer, we come to parent mind, and it says, since mind is the creator of man, we must recognize God mind as our parent and progenitor. God is the parent mind, and man is God's spiritual offspring, the textbook says. And then references from the textbook, parent mind, the father mind, matter is not the progenitor of mind. The parent mind is also illustrated in the first statement of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious, Mrs. Eddy says. The recognition that man's family tree is not in ancestors, but in divine mind, enables him to free himself from all human and medical laws of heredity. As the offspring of the all-harmonious parent mind, man inherits only divine ideas, never good or evil human traits. In the same way, the parent mind frees us from the belief that we are a product of the past, of tradition, of environment, and so on, and delivers us from all beliefs involving conservatism and class consciousness, not only in its narrow sense of social position, but also in the wider sense of racialism and nationalism and so forth. The real man is forever an idea of the divine parent mind.